Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
To clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hip music station, 98 BXY.
Okay, I'm setting the timer, and we're all going to take turns spitting some hot fire this morning, shall we? All righty.
Let's get it
right to it. First one up to bat is Stefan. Drivers who slow down to 15 miles per hour in the left lane to look at nothing are single-handedly ruining everyone's morning. There, I said it. I agree 100%.
Yeah. Whoopsies.
Those rubbernecker delays, they're never fun.
They are never fun. Not at all. All right. Who else is here? Let's go with our girl, Karen. I hope she's not a Karen, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
Says, good morning. I stand by the fact that waking up early does not make you discipline or have your life in order. There, I said it. You're just more tired and miserable when you get to work.
Yeah. Gina, anyone who double dips at a party, please stop it. The hand you just licked is not an appetizer. Thank you so much. I don't know who this is. They should have left their name because I love it. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I just wanted to text in and say a lean pocket is not a healthier alternative to a regular Hot Pocket. The same way Diet Coke is not healthier than a regular Coke. People are clueless. There, I said it. Sometimes nothing hits harder than a Hot Pocket and a Diet Coke.
No, actually, though.
But a lean pocket is definitely not a healthier alternative.
It's definitely
as
not.
As much as you want to think it is.
If anything is in a pocket, it's just not it. It needs to be stuck in the microwave. It's simply not it. I fear to tell you. Mine for today is this. As the internet is one of the most, I would say, dangerous places probably ever, filled with so much hate, misinformation, and just honestly, brain rot, you need to find content that makes your heart happy. For example, if you're out there and you're looking for something to maybe escape from all the nonsense,
yeah,
watch a baby putting on glasses for the first time and seeing the world clearly. You will cry.
Oh,
there, I said it.
It warms my heart every time.
I watched it this morning. I was sobbing. Sobbing. At 4 o'clock, I was like, oh my God, I can't do this. It's so cute.
That's what you were doing in bed at 4 a.m. this morning?
Yes. Watching a baby put glasses on for the first time.
Okay.
So cute.
Yeah, but also, not just glasses. They do it, too, with hearing aids.
Yes, hearing stop their, it.
A child hearing its mother's voice for the first time?
I'll cry.
Let's go over to this person. Matt says, I have done it to a dozen women, and I'll do it again. Make liking the first photo on someone's Instagram account normal. There I said it.
Oh, that's a lot of scrolling.
That's a whole lot. Yeah.
A lot of scrolling.
Matt, you got way too much time on your hands, buddy. Aside from it being kind of creepy, I do think you are guaranteed to get their attention.
Nope, you definitely are. Scrolling back to 2012.
You ever do that to someone?
No.
I've done it. Yeah, I tried to be funny. I tried to. It was supposed to be a joke, and it didn't come off that way. All right. I think mine for today is.
I love when people have to explain their jokes. Jokes are always funny when you have to explain them. You know what I mean?
It's not a joke. People who constantly purchase a new hat, good for you. I don't care what team or brand it is, but just take the damn sticker off your hat. It looks ridiculous. There, I said it.
Okay.
Or the tag. Are you going to return it?
I mean, you could wear it around and just see how it fits. Like, I have a big head. Like, I have a huge head, actually.
I've never in my life seen you wear a hat. Never,
no,
ever
no
once.
Hat, no hat will fit.
Come on.
I have a big head. Very big head.
Moose and Breezy, you guys rock. Coming from someone who used to be dead broke for years, I just wanted to text in and say, money can 100% of the time buy happiness. There, I said it. Yeah, I'm going to agree with that.
Not, the only reason people say it can't is because they don't have the money to solve it.
Not 100% of the time. You can't bring back a loved one or someone dying from a terminal illness. Money can't solve that. However, yes, if you've been broke a majority of your life and now you have a lot of money, sure, there's a reason you're smiling ear to ear, baby. I get that. And then we'll go over to our friend Marissa this morning for there. I said it. I think anyone who brings a healthy dish to pass during Thanksgiving but eats everyone else's food are the worst. Also, those who show up with a tiny bottle of wine for the host and act like it's a grand gesture can choke on a turkey leg. There I said it.
Not the violence.
Jeez, Marissa. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, are you okay? If you have something to say, you can say it. Let us know.
I went to a Thanksgiving out of town a few years back, and the people who were hosting, their family, cousins, I guess, showed up with their own food in Tupperware because they have, like, allergies, but then decided to take leftovers home in that same Tupperware. It was very odd. Everybody saw it, and everybody made fun of them when they left. So, Marissa, thanks for your hot take. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy Retail is returning to the former Irondequoit Mall. And I know what some of you are thinking. Why? Well, it's a valid question. Goodwill of the Finger Lakes announced Wednesday it plans to open a store at Skyview on the Ridge. And the store, I thought they were turning that into senior homes over there. I don't know. That's the idea I had in my head. Obviously, that they didn't follow through with that. But the store will occupy approximately 25,000 square feet at the former mall, which has been redeveloped into the town's community center in recent years. That's what it is. It's the community center. Goodwill said the store will create 45 jobs, which with construction beginning in early 2026. And that's months away. But you had the state senator and the Assembly member Sarah Clark, they secured a combined $1.3 million in state funding for the project. The Irondequoit town supervisor said, this is going to be great. I think you're going to start seeing more traffic and more things happening here at the mall, which is fantastic. We shall see. Shoppers can expect a wide selection of gently used apparel, shoes, accessories, along with home decor, houseware, a curated assortment of new and seasonal goods, and maybe even some used underwear. No, I made that last part
not
up.
Not the used underwear. But
I'm very happy for them. Hey, if you're looking for a new gig, maybe you're retired. They're looking for 45 positions to fill at this Goodwill beginning in, the construction's in 2026. The store will be open, though, in 2026. Coming up on the show, a mom from Greece says her 16-year-old daughter wants to start being paid to babysit her little sister. Mom says, we don't pay for family help. Dad says, well why not? It is a divided house, and she is looking for some serious help on this one to see who is in the wrong. Does the daughter deserve to be paid to babysit her sister? We'll talk about it coming up next for Parental Confidential on PXY.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
XY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
That's us. It's an all-new Parental Confidential this morning. Holly from Greece wrote in earlier this week, and she's dealing with a solid dilemma within the household. The battle is on between her and her 16-year-old daughter. Let's get ready to rumble. Holly wrote, she wrote in and says, good morning, guys. This is Holly from Greece. I have a coworker who loves you guys, and she suggested I write in, and I'm honestly so over this argument with my husband right now. We have two daughters, 16 and 11, and our older one watches her sister after school a few days a week until we get home. Lately, though, she's been complaining she's missing out on hanging with friends, going to practice, or staying after school because she always has to come right home. Now she's saying she wants to be paid for it. I told her we don't pay for family help. My husband actually agrees with her. He says, why not? Which drives me nuts.
They're not on the same page with that.
No, this is why there's a divide in this household. She goes on to say, I feel like we're rewarding her for doing the bare minimum. But now she's giving me the silent treatment and acting like I'm the bad guy. Like, I just want to know from anyone. Are we really taking advantage of her, or is she just being dramatic? Any parents listening who pay their child to babysit their sibling, 585-252-9800. Also, is this mom, Holly, does she have a point? I mean, it's family. Or are you on the daughter's side? See, back in the day, if you were the older sibling, that's just what you did. It was your responsibility to watch the youngest sibling. Now, demanding money for it seems to be the norm. I mean, can you consider this a part-time job?
I don't think you consider it a part-time job, but I definitely think, I mean, it goes back to what we were talking about yesterday with the riding. Like, obviously that was a favor that person was doing, but I do think she should have been compensated. Did she have to ask because she was a stranger? No, but this young lady is obviously comfortable enough with her own family to be like, I'm missing out on opportunity here.
Well,
and
she is.
I should be compensated for that.
If she is in fact missing out on time with friends and after school activities or maybe practice, I'd give her like, I don't know, I'd throw her $20 a week. Is that enough? What do I know?
That's fair.
Let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
Carmen. Good morning, guys.
Carmen, what's
good
up, buddy?
Good morning.
What's up? Hey, so I'm a parent. I've had kids. I've paid them for doing chores.
Yeah.
Including emptying the dishwasher, cutting the lawn, you know, sweeping. So this is a chore. She should be paying her daughter to do a chore.
Yeah.
Not an exorbitant amount of money, obviously, but enough to appease her, I would guess.
So what do you think, Carmen, is a fair, because I have no idea. What do you pay your kids to, like, do a simple task?
Well, we used to give the kids $10 a week for chores. You know, that was throughout the week. So if she's watching her kid, her little sister.
Three, four days a week.
I mean, I don't know.
It depends on the time.
I'm thinking like $20 a week is probably absolutely fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
Small price to pay for peacefulness in the home, right? It's $20 a week. Give your daughter. Now she looks at it as being a job and as a responsibility. So to put more of an effort into it.
Right, and not to, I mean, I don't know if this is the case or not, but she might care about it a little bit more if she's getting paid. You know what I mean? If she's not getting paid, and it's, you know, you're forcing her there against her will, basically, she could be calling you every other second, we're fighting, this is horrible, blah, blah, blah. But if it's a job now, it's like, you handle it, you're getting paid to do it. The stakes are higher, in my opinion.
Yeah, would they rather pay an in-home nanny? A lot more money?
Yeah. Absolutely, guys. I totally agree. Her sister will take on more responsibility.
Yeah.
If she gets paid to do this job.
Thanks, Carmen. Appreciate you calling, buddy. Let's go over to Carly. The answer is no. The kid is delusional. I'm with Holly. I've got four kids, and the older ones all help with the younger ones. That's just what you do when you're part of a family. She is not a live-in nanny. She's a sister.
But here's the situation. I had a friend in high school. I mean, I still have this friend. We were literally 15, 16 years old, and her dad remarried, and they had a literal baby, an infant, when we were that age.
Yeah.
And after 1 year of this baby being alive, that baby now became my friend's problem. Like, the parents were going off and doing this, and it's like, now my 16, 15-year-old friend is raising a child?
See, the older generation,
the more you lean on that, the more screwed up it becomes for that person.
This was the absolute norm. The good thing here, too, is at least she's not having to change her sister's poopy diapers, you know? She's 11, so we're past that stage. But if you're watching your sibling 3-4 days a week and missing on opportunities for practice, after school, whatever you're doing after school, friends, I'd throw her $20 a week. I think that's fair. Amanda says, so I am definitely siding with the daughter on this one because I was in her position when I was 17 and it made me hate babysitting forever. It's not about money. It's about being forced to give up your social life because your parents can't find childcare. Well, they could probably find it, but they don't want to pay for it. It's expensive.
So pay your daughter, because at the end of the day, you're getting a deal regardless, because I'm telling you right now, you're not going to pay your babysitter $20 a week. Sorry.
No, you're not.
You're just not going to do it.
For those of you who grow up watching your siblings for free, do you feel like that built character and taught you responsibility, or did that just make you resent your parents? Because be honest, we need to know. This is important. Let's go over to Connor. My parents made me watch my siblings too and never paid me. But times change. Teenagers are busier now. I would definitely pay the $20 a week. Like Moose said, it shows appreciation without actually spoiling her.
Right.
Very true.
Very true indeed. I also just feel like at the end of the day, you do love your siblings. You are like a sister and all the things. But I really do fear that it could lead to resentment of your sibling down the line. And that is no fault of your own or your sibling. It's your parent putting that resentment on you by making you do something that
that's true
you're
too.
Losing your childhood, essentially.
Yeah.
That's too dramatic.
We got time for one more call. Let's go to the phones. PXY, hello.
Hi. Yeah. I definitely lost my childhood to raising my three siblings because both of my parents worked. And it was definitely a problem for me growing up. So if she can pay her daughter and make it a job, because I wasn't allowed to have a job growing up because my job was watching my siblings. So
that you weren't compensated for.
Correct.
Right.
Exactly. So, and I lost out a lot of social activities, or I had to really fight for them. So it's not my problem, and it's not my fault that I was born first, and it's not my fault that they decided to have more children. So
yeah.
I think that the parents definitely tend to take advantage of, oh, I have four children. We need to help out around the house.
Yeah.
Correct. Let me help out around the house. I'll clean it. I'll do whatever you want, but I am not a parent in the household.
Right. Because, by the way, if Holly hired an outside babysitter, she'd be paying them so much more. So why is it different?
Exactly.
Just because it's her daughter, you know?
Exactly. A lot of people think that it's because we should be doing it because we're family. Family doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it does, but it shouldn't, in a sense of, oh, you have to do this because you're family.
Right.
100%. Thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate your take on this morning. Also, thank you guys so much. I'm with the daughter on this. I think $20 a week is totally reasonable, considering what the cost of childcare costs today.
Right.
You know, how much people are paying for that.
Oh, out of control.
People, we're going to take a quick break, guys. Thanks for all the messages and phone calls. It's PXY. We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.